Community Connection on the way next, brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church and also by Tallgrass Motors. I have several members of the Bartlesville Art Association in the studio with me, and we'll start things off with Amy Jenkins. Amy is the association president. One good reason to start with Amy, but we have four ladies in the studio. Amy, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate you being here.
Glad to be here, and thanks for having us.
And I know that the Art Association has been busy with quite a few things. You're probably still recovering a little bit from moving a building, and or the contents of the building anyway, but how's things going for you this fall?
That's right. We're really enjoying our new space, and instead of one classroom area, we have two, so we can have two classes going on at once, and we really enjoy being next to the Price Tower. We're starting to collaborate with them on some projects, and they've been really good to us.
Well, I think you have a common mission, and I think any time that you can collaborate with an organization like the Price Tower, it's got to benefit everybody.
Yes, it does. We've enjoyed that, and we're really enjoying the new space, too.
You gave me a listing, but I think I'm going to start off anyway with just asking what's going on with the Art Association these days.
We have a lot of classes going on. I was counting them last night. We have in the last 3 months, 17 classes, and some of them are one-day classes, and some go on for a couple of days or weeks, and some are ongoing. And it keeps us busy. We have to schedule everyone so that we don't overlap. And we have some new people that are coming in to take the classes, and we're trying to branch out. We're not just doing art, we're moving into some craft type classes, and we're very excited about that.
Well, I can see that. Now, the visual arts, I immediately think of paint and sculpture, but I'm probably leaving out a lot. So what can you overall define the scope of field for me?
Well, we have our drawing and painting. We have portrait drawing and painting. We have gesture drawing. We have a colored pencil. We have, and now we have clay, and we have a man coming in to do a wood carving class. We had fused glass and stained glass this past summer, we have some beginning watercolor classes. We always have an open studio. Mm-hmm. We have classes for kids now. We have drawing and painting classes for kids, and we have some guided classes where people all paint the same thing. Quite a variety.
I'm sure in an instructional setting, if you're all working on more or less the same thing, that makes it a lot easier to bring the class along.
It's one way to do it. If you want something that you can produce in one session, and you want someone to tell you exactly how to do it and make it all come out the same way, that's the class for you. But if you want to kind of be on your own and do your own project, then you'd like to have someone there to kind of facilitate and help you along, but you want to do your own thing.
Well, sure.
We have both of those kind of classes.
I'm kind of trying to get this across to the audience. I mean, we could all draw or paint a picture of, I don't care, a bowl of fruit, but my perspective as I'm sitting here looking at the bowl of fruit, I would see one thing, but the person sitting 180 degrees across gets the other side of the fruit. So there are going to be all kinds of different, you know, works produced from that same stimulus.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay. So it works out to everybody, and it's got to be mostly fun or you wouldn't do it.
Oh, it's very fun, and the relationships that we make are as important as the art, too, I think. I love the Art Association connecting people together with each other and connecting people with art. That's kind of our mission, not just art, but relationships.
Sure.
So important.
Well, there are three others in the room, and I'm just going to kind of pass the microphone around the table as I get to talk to the guests. And Ashley Droik, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And what's your connection with the Art Association? How did you get involved?
Well, I've known Amy now for a little while, and I've lived in Bartlesville for about 8 years. Mm-hmm. And I just decided on a whim that I wanted to join the Bartlesville Art Association because I've been a fine artist for many, many years. Mm-hmm. previous to me living here for 8 years, and it's just what I'm very passionate about, and it's something I've loved for a long time.
So I'm assuming, this is a guess, that probably as a youngster, probably even pre-kindergarten, you were finding yourself with some kind of a drawing instrument and paper.
Somewhere. Oh my goodness, yes. So basically, I used to get in trouble at school.
No.
Yeah, I did.
Find me someone who didn't get in trouble
well,
in school.
I'd get in trouble for doing doodling and drawing when the teacher was talking, and actually in school, I had to learn kind of in a different way than most kids learn, with learning in a visual way, mm-hmm. in order to understand like my classes and what we were talking about and stuff like that. So I always drew pictures just to help myself understand the material that we were going over in class.
Well, way back when I was taking education classes more decades ago than I'll admit on the air, there are three basic types of learners. There are visual learners, there are oral learners, and there are tactile learners.
Yes.
we classified you guys right away.
Yes, definitely. Definitely have to have visual connections. I've been teaching art now privately for about 3 years, mm-hmm. and the Bartlesville Art Association, they did kind of an outreach to me. Well, Amy did, and we ended up becoming really good friends. And then she helped me to kind of get connections going and networking through a lot of the people in the Bartlesville Art Association. And so on Saturdays now, especially like this month in October, has been like my first time to get to teach there at the Bartlesville Art Association. And so on Saturdays, I have a class that I teach that's acrylics, and it's mostly for kids. And we have about 10 spots that we try to fill. And right now we have maybe about 2 spots left if anybody is interested in it. But that class is acrylics, and it is from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And the class that I teach is, it's like kind of a leading class where everyone does the same subject matter. Mm-hmm. And then I teach them kind of how to do it through it. And then right after that, I have watercolor classes that I'm teaching as well. And those are from 1 to 3, mm-hmm. and they're also a leading class. And so I teach those, and like I said, it's mostly kids that come to them because they're kind of kid-oriented, yeah. But I also have extended the invitation to adults as well, because there are many adults that actually like a lot of the subject matter that I've been introducing, and so.
Well, and I think to a certain extent, when we're learning, we all revert to that childhood phase somewhere along
that
the way.
That is so true. I think it's very important to keep that sense of wonder about you, no matter how old you are. You know, and I think a lot of people, whenever they get past their childhood, they lose that sense of wonder. And that's like so important to always keep that, and to see things, the small things, the details in life that make up the big picture.
Yeah, and of course, as a visual artist, you probably all four would say it's those details that make it fun.
Oh, definitely, it is. I mean, and you don't want to pass that up. You know, you hear the saying a lot of times, stop to pick the wildflowers. Well, do it.
And you get to paint the flowers, so that's
yes,
cool.
I know, right? It's wonderful.
The flowers look the way you want them to.
Aw, you're too kind.
Well, thank you very much. We'll take a short break. I got two more members of the Art Association that I want to include in the conversation. And again, our community connection being brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church and Tallgrass Motors.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
We pass the microphone around the studio this morning with the members of the Bartlesville Art Association that are visiting this morning. Cheryl O'Brien, thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, glad to be here.
What's your connection with the association?
Well, I met Amy, and she asked me to be a facilitator for the Open Studio. I'm still not sure what that means, but I know I have to show up.
Well, that's probably step number one.
And so we just meet on Wednesdays. Anybody can come. It's free. All different sorts of medias are there, and we just get together and paint or craft. And if anybody wants help, we can kind of get together and give critiques. Or if people don't want that, then that's fine. It's just kind of a get together every Wednesday and it's really a lot of fun. And I would really like to emphasize for people that say, oh, I don't have any talent or I can't do that. I would just like to say, I had one teacher that said it's 95% determination and 5% talent. If you love it, you will get there. It's just like playing a musical instrument. It's practice. And so we just get together on Wednesdays and practice.
Well, yeah, and in the, you make the comparison between the visual arts and the performing arts, and the relationship is the same. I guess I could say your medium is still just different.
Yes, and the other thing that I love about art is, I remember this quote, somebody said, art is the only thing you can have a vacation without leaving home. Because you go on the right side of your brain, and it's a wonderful escape. And we all need that.
And as I try to visualize your classes, art is one of these things. Yes, there are rules that say in a classic form, this is how you do it. But just like we've done this musically, you break the rules on purpose, and it creates a different effect.
That's right. It's nice to know them, but it doesn't mean you're bound by them, you know. So the educational part is great, but it doesn't have to be that way.
As a producer of art, what's your favorite way of getting there?
Oh, that's real interesting, because I quit. I became a chemist for 21 years, and I quit painting. So my first experience when I was a professional was very painterly, or I might say more in the impressionistic way. And I made up all these rules at that time of things I would never do. Like, I would never use a black tube of paint. I would never paint realism, take a photograph. You know, I had all these rules. Well, when I went back, I looked at those rules and said, that is exactly what I'm going to do. Everything I said I was not. So now I'm painting realism because I said I would never do it. I wasn't even sure I could. So it's fun to push yourself and explore and try new things. And I'm not very good at portraits or people. So now I'm taking a portrait class from Ann Spoon, who's just wonderful. So it's just fun to stretch. You know?
And you found out there's no such thing as never or always.
Exactly. Or maybe not exactly.
Yeah. Well, of course, the statement, since I just said there's no such thing as, then there is. But anyway, it's fun. And I'm sure as an association, you teach each other and make each other
exactly.
better.
Exactly. You get ideas from everyone and from all sorts of different medias even. It's really exciting and something to look forward to, you know.
Yeah. How do you like being a teacher now?
I never saw myself as a teacher. When I went to college, I wanted to be an architect. And Oklahoma State said, well, you can't do that because you're a woman. The classes are at night, and you have to be in the dorm at 8. And they said, do you want to be a teacher? And I said, oh, never, no. Do you want to be a nurse? No. Do you want to be, you know, secretary? I said, no. And I thought, man, I'm in trouble.
How'd you get to chemistry?
I mean, that's a long ways to boil it. Okay, just, you know, in a matter of minutes, I had to change my whole outlook. And I said, okay, I pick the School of Arts and Sciences. And I've heard that expression, starving artist, and it wasn't very appealing. So then I'm at the sciences. And I thought, well, I will never go to the library and pick up a chemistry book. I'll major in chemistry and learn that.
And you found stoichiometry interesting, I guess. I don't know. Okay.
It's a whole, that's the left brain.
Yeah.
The right brain and the art is much more fun, I'll tell you that.
As a former music education major, I would agree with you. Anyway, I need to get Pepper Hume in on the conversation so that she gets a little bit of exposure. Good morning, Pepper. How's it going?
Good morning.
You and I have talked about several different things on the air. Mm-hmm. I did know that you were an artist, but I hadn't thought about the Art Association connection. How long have you been with them?
Just a few weeks.
That's long enough.
Well, the thing is, as
if
a theater
you
artist...
yesterday, you're a member. It's okay.
Yes, I'm a member. I figured if I was teaching and making money, such as it is, it would be polite to join. Besides, as a theater artist gypsy, I have either observed or joined art leagues, art groups, whatever they call themselves, in many places. And based on my experience, I kind of avoided it here. Dumb, real dumb, because the Art Association here is not like any other that I've seen. It is not full of little old ladies learning to paint one-stroke roses and filling their time with copy work and there's no art going on.
But I know as a theater person, you've done set design, and that requires, in most cases, in my opinion at least, a three-dimensional model of a set before you build it.
Not always, but more often than not.
At least when I was tech director for a community college, I insisted on it anyway. But
if
the nice thing about that set for me is it doesn't have to last. It comes down in 6 weeks. So.
Yeah, I do temporary art.
Yeah. what's your favorite medium? What do you like to do?
Ooh, that depends on which side of the bed I woke up on.
I understand that.
I never considered myself a sculptor until I retired and wandered into making art dolls, which are miniature sculpture. Mm-hmm. I have a set of acrylic paints. When they first came out, my husband gifted me with a set of acrylics. I never went back to watercolor or oils. I can make my acrylics impersonate any medium, and out of the same set of tubes, I do set designs, costume designs, paint the skin and features on my art dolls, and I can do what looks like watercolor illustrations, and so I love acrylics.
Do you teach too?
Well, yeah. As a costumer, I taught costuming at a couple of three universities. Mm-hmm. I taught stage makeup at six. Mm-hmm. And I can only remember five of them.
It's okay. No quizzes this morning.
Good.
Well, anyway, this has been a fun conversation. I'm going to start with you, just because the mic's already with you, Pepper.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to get involved in the association, they want to maybe come for the free time, how does someone get plugged in?
Well, I think Facebook is a really good approach, because they do have a page. Mm-hmm. And that includes an email address and a phone number. They could always go to the lobby of the Price Tower and ask for the phone number or something, if the art center is not open.
Okay.
If they can catch the art center open and Cheryl running her studio or something, they can just drop in.
There you go. Cheryl, I'll just kind of ask you to amplify that a little bit. If you're there, people can get plugged in through you.
Yes, it's Wednesdays, every Wednesday from 1 to 4. We're there for sure. So, and Amy's usually there. She's the president.
And Amy, I'm going to ask you real quickly to just give me, I see you already have classes scheduled for next year.
We do. We're already planning some big workshops and also some free classes. Along with membership, we give everyone that joins or rejoins a free class, and they're usually from 2 to 6 hours. They're a shorter class taught at a beginner level, and it's just so people can kind of get their feet wet in a different kind of medium. We've got somebody teaching how to knit, somebody doing clay, and of course the painting and drawing in colored pencils. And so we will have a menu of classes to introduce around December and let people start signing up for that. we had a real good response last year because everybody likes something free. Mm-hmm. And people really enjoyed the classes and just kept coming back. Cheryl taught a class called Poured Painting. And this year she's going to teach, next year she's going to teach how to do saran wrap with watercolor paintings. And she's just amazing, all the things that she can do with saran wrap. So that's going to be one of our classes.
Now, see, I would take that saran wrap and immediately plug it into some film noir setting about wrapping a body. I don't know. It's just
Well, she can make water look amazing on her painting with saran wrap. Celeste Cleary's going to teach a class on how to make an artist website. And anyway, we just have some very nice teachers and nice ideas for classes for people that want to join. And we would love to have everyone that's interested. There's a lot of artists in our area that aren't a part of the Art Association, and we want to connect with them.
Okay, so we can connect with them through the Facebook page.
We can, and our web address is BartlesvilleArtAssociation.org. Mm-hmm. If you have any questions, it's BartlesvilleArtAssociation@gmail.com. So if you will email to that address, you can ask any questions and someone will get back with you.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you so much for coming in and giving us at least an overview of how people can get plugged in through various media. And again, classes galore. Get signed up. Find them on Facebook. You'll have fun. That's a Community Connection this morning brought to you by Tallgrass Motors, First Baptist Church, and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center.
What do you get from nothing? You know the answer. Nothing. Walk up to any bank teller in a bank where you do